الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, any businessman, any person in any kind of trade, somebody working also, as the month progresses towards the end of every month, the person is keeping an eye that am I on target, and by the end of the month will I meet or reach the targets that I've set for myself. Every person sets some kind of targets. Somebody's target is something and somebody is something else. So a person is all the time keeping his eye on the figures to see that will I reach the target that I've set. Some might be more concerned that will I even meet the payments at the end of the month. But the common factor is that every person is taking stock all the time. As the month progresses especially, he's taking stock to keep check. Will he reach his targets? Will he meet his payments? So this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this very, very great opportunity, this very great bounty and blessing. We are now almost on the doorstep of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And the thing for us to do now is to also take stock that at this point in time, are we on track? By the time this Mubarak month will finish off, will we reach our target? And the very least, will our bills get paid in a certain context, which you will understand just now what we refer to. This is what we have to take stock of. And if it appears to us, after taking stock of ourselves, after doing this little bit of analysis, that we are far off track, doesn't seem like we are anywhere close to our targets yet, Allah Ta'ala has still given us some chance, some opportunity. Allah Ta'ala knows best how much of life is left, but there is still a chance and opportunity to come back to Allah Ta'ala, to make amends, to repent, to still take some benefit out of this Mubarak time. This is such a great blessing and such a great bounty, the virtues of which we have heard repeatedly, inshallah, we are very familiar with it. But just to refresh this in our minds, so that it gives us some kind of further encouragement for the way forward. This is that Mubarak month in which Allah Ta'ala has made everything conducive towards reaching certain targets. To start off with, what is the target? In one hadith, Rasulullah SAW says that Allah Ta'ala says, hadith Qudsi, that kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa sawm. That every action of ibn Adam, every action of this insan, this is his. And in other words, he does it for himself, he will get the benefit of it. But illa sawm, fasting is excluded from this. Fa innahu li. This is solely for me. Allah Ta'ala is saying it's for me. And therefore I myself will reward it. And according to one explanation, I myself am the reward of it. Now this is a target Allah Ta'ala has placed in front of us, that we, by means of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, this fasting in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and the various amal that we will perform, we are to connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. We are to become the true and loyal slaves of Allah Ta'ala. In very simple terms, we are to make Allah Ta'ala ours and become His. Now that's our target. Now so many days of this Mubarak month of Ramadan have gone, and in this time that has already passed, this is something now to check within ourselves, to take stock of ourselves. To what extent have I connected myself to Allah Ta'ala? Am I still connected to other things in such a way that it's becoming a distraction from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Am I still connected to Allah forbid haram? Am I still connected to futile things? Am I still connected to all illicit things? Then I haven't achieved anything in this Mubarak month of Ramadan in terms of the target that Allah Ta'ala has placed in front of me. The fasting, this is a fard, this is an obligation. A person who keeps that fast from morning till evening, from dawn, from seri time till iftar, then inshallah this obligation will be fulfilled and Allah Ta'ala will reward him for it as well. But the object that is supposed to be achieved out of this Mubarak month and the target that Allah Ta'ala has placed in front of us, أَصَوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِي أَوْ وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِي, I myself would be the reward of it. To what extent have we connected ourselves to Allah Ta'ala? And what is the indication of that? That we have connected ourselves to Allah Ta'ala? To the extent that we have disconnected ourselves from everything that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. To the extent that we have deleted all the haram from those places. To the extent that we have distanced ourselves from all the evil contacts. To the extent that we have sincerely made tawbah. Ya Allah, your gifts, your bounties. Every morning I woke up and I ate the rizq you provided. And then I left to go and commit haram with that nourishment that you gave me. Ya Allah, every night I came back home after having filled my belly. I went to bed and went to bed committing haram. Ya Allah, all the gifts and bounties you blessed me, I squandered it in things that you are displeased with. But today I'm making sincere tawbah. Today I'm repenting. Today I'm coming back to you. Ya Allah, I'm very, very remorseful and regretful for whatever I've done in the past. You forgive me. And then to sincerely shed tears of repentance. Now that will connect us to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and disconnect us from all the things that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. That is an indication that we are reaching some target. But if this Mubarak month, 20 days almost are passing now, and we yet haven't even made sincere tawbah, mashallah, we are fasting, Allah Ta'ala will reward that fast. But have we sincerely made tawbah? That is the first question with regards to the target that Allah Ta'ala has set in the Quran Sharif itself. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah Ta'ala has prescribed this fasting upon you as He has prescribed it upon those before you. This is your target. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you become Allah conscious. This consciousness of Allah Ta'ala develops in the heart. And before anything and everything, a person is all the time asking himself, will my Allah be pleased with this? I want to speak something, will my Allah be pleased with this? Not that I can just say anything, swear anybody, and abuse anyone, and call anyone names, and say demeaning things whoever I wish to, and just humiliate and run down people as I wish. No, I need to speak that which Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Allah Ta'ala has already given us this command in the Quran Sharif through Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that say to my servants to speak that which is best. I want to look at something, will my Allah be pleased with this or not? I want to listen to something, will my Allah be pleased with this or not? Is this ghibat? Then I don't want to hear it. If this is some nonsensical talk, it's some obscene talk, I don't want to hear it because my Allah will be displeased. This one rand that I'm earning, will my Allah be pleased with it? Whether it's 1 million rands or 1 billion rands, if my Allah is displeased with it, I don't want it. And my Allah is pleased with it, very well, there'll be barakat in it. That is the taqwa that Allah Ta'ala wants us to develop in our hearts through this fast. That all the time a person is asking himself, or rather cautioning himself, that no, it's not yet the time of the fast to terminate, so I can't eat this, I can't drink this. Now there's 1 minute left, and the thirst has really gripped a person. His throat is parched, and he is dying out of thirst almost. But he's saying, well, there's 1 minute left, I'm still going to complete the fast before I drink this water. So what is this teaching him? It's teaching him self-restraint. It's teaching him to first question what is Allah Ta'ala happy with. And therefore, unfortunately, we ruin all the blessing and the benefit of the fast When on the one hand a person keeps away, alhamdulillah, keeps away from what Allah Ta'ala has forbidden in terms of eating and drinking during the fast, but at the same time the person doesn't restrain himself from what Allah Ta'ala has made haram forever. That eating and drinking of halal food is only haram during the time of the fast for the fasting person. But once the time of iftar comes, he's at liberty to eat and drink whatever Allah Ta'ala has made permissible for him. But making ghibat, backbiting, that is haram every day of one's life, day or night. Talking obscene things, that is forbidden all the time. Looking at haram, that is whether it's Ramadan or out of Ramadan, that is totally forbidden. Listening to things which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with is forbidden all the time. Going to haram places is forbidden all the time. Gambling and going to illicit places is forbidden every moment. On the one hand, mashallah, a person is fasting. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, that was also a very great bounty that Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with the tawfiq of fasting. But if a person doesn't restrain from haram even while fasting, then what is that fast going to give him that target after the month of Ramadan? Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith sharif says, "Man lam yada' qawla az-zur wal 'amala bihi falaysa lillahi hajatun ay yada'a ta'amahu wa sharabahu kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That the person who doesn't give up lying, evil actions, doesn't give up evil actions and evil statements and words, Allah Ta'ala has no need for him to give up his food and drink. In other words, it is not that he's going to benefit Allah Ta'ala in any way by staying hungry the whole day. Yes, he has to keep that fast for his own benefit, to be absolved of the obligation. But apart from being absolved of the obligation, what did he gain in terms of his target? So this is that Mubarak month to train ourselves. If we haven't trained ourselves in this Mubarak month to stop haram, have we gone and deleted those haram things on our phones? Have we deleted that haram contacts? Have we deleted all that illicit chats? Have we made sincere tawbah that this is history now, I'm never going to be part of it, and I'm even deleting the history also. I don't want to have any trace of it. Have we now taken steps to come closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? This is that Mubarak month where Allah Ta'ala himself, like a person now, has to do something very great. People are encouraging him from every direction. Allah Ta'ala has created the encouragement for us in so many ways. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that when it is the first day of Ramadan already, then the things Allah Ta'ala does in order to make the entire time and the very environment conducive for this servant of his to reach his target, Allah Ta'ala chains up the shayateen, suffidati shayateen, wa maradatul jinn, the rebellious jinn and the shayateen are chained up, so that they cannot now come and distract this person. But if a person has already now become so accustomed to all the evils and vices, he's going to have to battle against his own nafs to get out of those things. But in any case, Allah Ta'ala has made this very conducive. Then, وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ فَلَمْ تُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ. The doors of Jahannam are closed. In other words, those actions that take a person towards Jahannam, the inclination towards those actions start decreasing, because that link to Jahannam has been disrupted. The doors of Jahannam have been closed. وَفُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The doors to Jannah have been opened. So naturally, the link with those a'mal that take a person to Jannah becomes stronger. The inclination towards a'mal that take a person towards Jannah becomes stronger. And thereafter, Allah Ta'ala has appointed a caller that وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, that a caller calls out. This caller is the angel. Now we'll say we can't hear the angel, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already told us this caller calls out. So with the ears of our heart, if our hearts are not dead, if our hearts are alive, like a person who's alive, he can listen. But a person who's died, his ears are still fully formed. It's there, a person can see the ears, but he can't hear anything because he's dead. So if a person's heart is alive, he'll hear it with the ears of his heart. That every day this caller is calling out. Because in the end, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. Every day this caller calls out, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْسِرْ. Oh, the one who's seeking good, come forward, like a person being spurred on, move on. The person is trying to now reach the finishing line before time. So now everybody is cheering him. And sometimes he's trying to reach that finishing line for something totally futile. One medal that he will just boast about, that's all, full stop. Nothing. When he will go in the grave, that medal won't come with him. On the day of Qiyamah, that medal won't help him in any way. But unfortunately, sometimes, let alone for that medal, but just in order to see who else is getting that medal, the person will waste his Ramadan. Just to see who else is scoring some goal, the person will waste his Ramadan. This is the way Shaitan takes a person away from his target, where he's supposed to reach and which direction he's going in. So Allah Ta'ala brought about this situation where there is this caller calling out, this angel that is announcing, Ya Baghi al-Khair, Aqbil. Oh, the one who's seeking good, he wants to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. Come forward, move on. We are being spurred on from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Have we taken the time to reflect upon this and to respond to this call? That this munadi, this caller is saying, oh, the one who's seeking good, move on. Have we moved on? The fara'is, our 5 times daily salah, have we moved on? That now we're at least going to make every salah with jama'ah, with takbir ula. That is now moving forward. This munadi and this caller is saying, move forward. Have we moved forward? Or at the time of iftar, we are still busy with iftar, we're missing our maghrib salah also. Oh, you're not missing the maghrib salah, but the jama'ah is going. Otherwise, the takbir ula is gone. Then have we moved on yet? Our fajr salah, we're making with jama'ah. Then, together with that, this is that Mubarak month where every fard is rewarded with 70, the reward of 70 fara'id. And every nafil, this is rewarded with the reward of one fard. This is something very simply said, but to understand it in context, that if a person, for example, performs tahajjud salah every day of his life, and how long? For the whole night. He slept for an hour or two, and then the whole night, 3, 4 hours, 5 hours, he spent in tahajjud salah. And every day of his life, maybe from the time he was 15 years old, till the time he was 90 years old. So many years, 65 years of his life, he didn't miss one tahajjud salah in the whole night, and he's reading maybe 10 paras. Can a person imagine the reward of that? Can a person imagine what great proximity to Allah Ta'ala such a person will gain? And indeed, this is tremendously great. And especially in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we are awake at that time of Sahri, that's a time of tahajjud. This is a tremendous deprivation if we deprive ourselves of tahajjud at that time. A person is awake. It's just a matter of making wudu and performing at least 2 rakat salah and making dua a little bit to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at that time. To deprive ourselves of this great ibadat at that time is tremendously a great deprivation. So now this Mubarak month of Ramadan, one is now, for example, we are saying a person this whole 65 years of his life didn't miss tahajjud one night, the whole night, and he's reciting 10 paras every night. This reward cannot be imagined. But this is still nafil. And the one fard of fajr that he performs in his life is greater than the 65 years of nafil ibadat. The 65 years of tahajjud, this one fard of fajr is greater than that. Because a fard is fard, and a nafil cannot equate the fard. Now here comes this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And this Mubarak month of Ramadan, for every subhanallah, for every alhamdulillah the person decides, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him with the reward of one fard. Have we taken the time to perform the 2 rakats of Ishraq? This nafil, which out of Ramadan we can perform our whole life, but we won't be able to equate the one reward of the fard of fajr. But this 2 rakats of Ishraq in the month of Ramadan will gain us that reward of a fard. The 2 rakats at the time of tahajjud, the 2 nafil, will gain us the reward of a fard. The 2 rakats of awabin will gain us the reward of a fard, which the 65 years of tahajjud can't equate out of Ramadan. And here in the month of Ramadan, every nafil act, that one subhanallah, that one alhamdulillah, whatever nafil a person did, but unfortunately the time that is available to still be knowing what's happening throughout the world, and what's going on Facebook, and what's happening here and there and throughout the world, all these things are taking up our time, and this Mubarak precious moments are being lost. In that time, one subhanallah, one astaghfirullah, one durud sharif the person could be reciting upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what great rewards Allah Ta'ala is showering upon him. So this Mubarak month Allah Ta'ala gave us out of his grace, out of his mercy, in order to gain these targets, in order to gain this target of taqwa. The target of taqwa, that the person becomes truly Allah conscious. He is very, very alert. I must not disobey my Rabb in any way. Allah Ta'ala is my sustainer. Allah Ta'ala is my nourisher. I'm breathing only with the will of Allah Ta'ala. For one moment Allah Ta'ala holds back this free air that I'm breathing all the time, I'll be like a fish out of water. And if it goes on for 1 minute, I'll be out of this world. And what have I done in response? Have I used all the bounties of Allah Ta'ala only to disobey Him? So when am I going to respond to this angel calling out, Ya Baghi al-Khair, Aqbil, O the one who is now seeking good, come ahead, come forward. And Ya Baghi al-Shar, Aqsir, O the person who is so deep in all his vices and sins. That angel is calling out, please stop now. Stop now, now is the time. If you're not going to stop today, you're not going to stop in the month of Ramadan, when are you going to stop? If that illicit chatting hasn't stopped today, when is going to stop? If that haram engagements and looking at haram and doing all other vices hasn't stopped in this Mubarak month, when will it stop? So this angel is calling out, Ya Baghi al-Shar Aqsir, and Walillahi utaqa'u fihi minan nar. This is that Mubarak month where Allah Ta'ala frees many souls from the fire of Jahannam. So therefore this angel is saying, stop the evil, so that perhaps you also become among that group who Allah Ta'ala will free from the fire of Jahannam. So this is a very, very great bounty that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. But in order to reach this target, we have to fast in reality. We have to fast in reality that besides fasting our stomachs, that a person doesn't eat and drink, and fasting in the sense of staying away from any kind of a relationship with one's wife, etc., the fast in reality is that the fast of the eyes a person keeps, that the eyes don't look at haram, the fast of the ears that he doesn't listen to any haram, the fast of the tongue that a person is not talking and speaking haram, he's not making ribat, he's not lying, he's not using vulgar languages, the fast of the heart, he's not deliberately entertaining all kinds of evil thoughts, he's not fantasizing, he's not planning and plotting how to do the wrong, or even planning from now that when the month of Ramadan is gone, where I'm going to go, and what I'm going to do, na'uzubillah, and how I'm going to, na'uzubillah, cover up for the time that I spent in Ramadan in a good way. Allah forbid, what a disaster this is, that a person in the month of Ramadan is planning sin for after Ramadan. Whereas the month of Ramadan was to become Allah conscious, and it was the training period that after Ramadan a person stays in that same momentum and that same pattern of life, that pattern of taqwa that he acquired in the month of Ramadan. Once a very great personality, Hazrat Maasha Abrahul Haqsab rahmatullah alayh, was traveling in Makkah Mukarramah. It was a very hot day, and as they were traveling in this vehicle, the air conditioner was on, but the car was still heating and not just cooling down. So Hazrat asks, is this air conditioner not working? So the driver said, no, it's working fine. So he says, but why is the car not cooling? It's such a hot day and so hot inside. So then somebody realized that one of the windows right at the back, it might have been a vehicle with, but one of the windows right at the back was left open. So he said, well, this is the reason why it's not cooling down. Actually, the air conditioner is working, but all the cool air is being lost out of that open window. So immediately, this is the sign of those who are connected to Allah Ta'ala, that they take a lesson from everything that takes a person to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and alerts a person of how to now avoid the pitfalls. Allah immediately addressed the people in the car. He said, look, there's a lesson for us. Here's the lesson for us, that alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we engage in a lot of amal, especially now the month of Ramadan. MashaAllah, we are fasting. We get the tawfiq of some tilawat of the Quran Sharif. We make some zikr, some dua. And this dua, the month of Ramadan, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, dua, these are integral parts of the month of Ramadan. At the time, the time of iftar is a specific time of the acceptance of du'as, the time of tahajjud, the entire day. And tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. There's a direct link between Ramadan and Quran. How much of Quran we have recited in this Mubarak month. Any case, he said, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, we gain the tawfiq of many amal. So we are making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, making zikr, making dua, and doing many other righteous things. He says, but unfortunately, we fail to close our windows. As a result of which, this coolness that is being generated through the amal, that benefit is all being lost through the open windows. See, it's the same thing is happening with us, that we are generating this good, this spirituality, this ruhaniyat in our hearts through the amal, but we have failed to close our windows. We failed to close the window of our eyes, as a result of which all this ruhaniyat and the spiritual strength and energy that is coming through the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, that is all being lost through the open windows of the eyes. We are not closing the windows of the eyes to haram. We are, mashallah, gaining a lot through the fast and that ruhaniyat and spiritual strength that is developing, but we fail to close the windows of our tongue to haram. Every haram word the person is speaking, and all this is just being wasted away. The good that he earned is all being lost. We're failing to close the windows of our ears from listening to haram. We are not closing the window of our heart to thinking and fantasizing haram, as a result of which all the good that was being generated, everything is being lost through these open windows. Therefore, we have to close our windows to every haram. This is what's going to help us to gain that target that Allah Ta'ala has set for us, that we become the true and obedient and loyal servants of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in every facet of life, whether it's our ibadat, that after Ramadan also, the masjid is just as full, just as it was in Ramadan. And in fact, the person who wasn't even coming properly, he too becomes conscious now and comes to the masjid 5 times a day. Every salah is performing with jama'ah. Whether it's our ibadat, whether it's fasting, whether it's zakat, if hajj is compulsory, whether it's our mu'amalat and dealings, that too is now conducted with taqwa. That Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala knows, and Allah Ta'ala is not happy and not pleased with those transactions that are haram. So I'm going to forsake all that. Our mu'asharat, our social life, how we live with people, with those within our homes, with our neighbors, with people in society, and our akhlaq and character, what kind of akhlaq are we going to develop? All that has to come onto the line of taqwa, that which Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with. This is that month of Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala gave us to bring this complete deen in our lives and also to pass this message of deen to others. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.